Clean film negatives. Dust-free scanning guide and tips lesson. Clean film negatives for scanning guide and tips key points. Always wear lint-free gloves to avoid leaving fingerprints and smudges on film negatives. Set up a clean, well-ventilated workspace to reduce dust during the cleaning process. Use a soft, anti-static brush or cloth for initial dust removal from negatives. For a more thorough cleaning, carefully use isopropyl alcohol with a cotton swab. Store cleaned negatives in archival sleeves or boxes to prevent future dust buildup. The importance of clean negatives. Picture this. You've captured the perfect photo. The composition is breathtaking, the lighting is spot on, and you're eager to see the final result. But when you scan the negative, it's littered with dust and smudges that obscure the image. Cleaning your negatives is essential because it impacts the sharpness and quality of your scanned photos. Things you should have. Before we begin, let's get everything together. You're going to need gloves that don't shed lint, soft brush or cloth that doesn't generate static isopropyl alcohol, preferably 99%, cotton swabs or pads, storage sleeves or boxes meant for archival storage. Once you've gathered these supplies, you're all set to start cleaning your film negatives. Getting ready to clean. One of the most important tips that many people may not be aware of is the use of PhotoFlow when processing film. Whether it's color or black and white film, using PhotoFlow can make a big difference. While color processing may not always require it, doing a final rinse with distilled water and a few drops of PhotoFlow can help prevent watermarks and static from clinging to the film. This can result in less dust accumulating on the film as it dries, making the scanning process easier. PhotoFlow is an inexpensive and essential part of home film processing, and can also be used to rewash dirty negatives to improve the final result. Creating a workspace free of dust. The first thing we need to do to ensure cleanliness is to create a workspace that's as free of dust as we can make it. Find a room that doesn't have much airflow to keep dust from swirling around. If you have a fan or air conditioner, turn it off. Then, wipe down your workspace with a damp cloth to catch any dust particles that are already there. Having a clean environment is the best way to keep dust away. Keeping your negatives safe. Next, we need to address your hands. The oils and sweat that our skin naturally produces can leave invisible marks on the negatives. To avoid this, always put on lint-free gloves before you touch your film. This easy step will ensure that your negatives remain clean and your scans are flawless. How to clean your negatives. Step 1. Dust off the surface. The first thing you should do is use a soft, anti-static brush or cloth to lightly dust off your negatives. This is a gentle process. You're not trying to scrub the negatives, just remove any loose dust. If you're using a brush, make sure it's one that's made for photography so you don't accidentally scratch your film. Choosing the proper cleaning products. Once you've removed the dust from the negatives, there may still be persistent smudges or greasy fingerprints that a brush can't clean. This is when isopropyl alcohol becomes useful. Soak a cotton swab in the alcohol, but be sure it's not too wet, and lightly clean the negative. The most important thing to remember here is to be gentle and patient. If you rush this step, the final step, drying. After you've thoroughly cleaned your negatives, they need to dry. Place them on a clean, dry surface or hang them up if you can. Make sure they're totally dry before you store or scan them. Once the film is fully developed and rinsed, it's time to dry it. Hang the film in a dust-free environment and avoid touching the negatives to prevent fingerprints and smudges. Use film clips to weigh down the bottom of the strips to prevent curling as they dry. If you notice dust on your negatives after they've dried, gently use a soft, anti-static brush to remove it. I want to emphasize that investing in certain things may not be important, but these budget-friendly tools are essential for developing film negatives. Preserving and storing. Once your negatives are spotless and dry, it's time to discuss how to keep them in that condition. Good preservation and storage are as crucial as the cleaning process. If you store your negatives correctly, you'll reduce the need for regular cleaning and they'll always be ready for scanning. Correct ways to store negatives. It's best to store your negatives in a location that's cool and dry. Negatives may warp or turn brittle over time if they are exposed to humidity and heat. You might want to think about using archival storage sleeves, which are made to protect film from dust, scratches, and other types of environmental damage. These sleeves can be put in a binder or a storage box that's made specifically for this purpose. Always make sure to handle your negatives by the edges, even if you are wearing gloves. This reduces the chance of causing any possible damage. Post-scanning, digital dusting. Even with our best attempts, a bit of dust might still find its way into our scans. That's where digital dusting becomes handy. Most photo editing software has tools to get rid of dust specks and minor blemishes. Spend some time doing this final polish, and your images will look their absolute best. Conclusion. That concludes my suggestions for reducing dust while processing and scanning at home. I hope you found something helpful or new that you can use to minimize dust in your film scans. I'm curious to know, what methods do you use? Are there any tips or tricks that I didn't mention? Feel free to share in the comments so others can benefit from your insights. Common questions: how often do I need to clean my film negatives? It's a good idea to clean your negatives anytime you see dust or fingerprints on them, which might be before each time you scan them. However, if they're stored correctly, you shouldn't have to clean them very often. Checking them every few months will help you decide if they need to be cleaned. Keep in mind, the fewer times you touch your negatives, the less often they will need to be cleaned. Therefore, storing them correctly is crucial in reducing how often you need to clean them. Is it okay to clean my negatives with a regular cloth? It's not recommended to use a regular cloth to clean your negatives. This is because a regular cloth can leave lint or even scratch the delicate surface of your negatives. Always use a soft, anti-static cloth designed for photographic materials. These are made to be gentle on your negatives and won't leave behind any residue. Can scratched negatives be fixed? Light scratches can often be reduced with careful cleaning, but deeper scratches are typically permanent. That said, the digital image can often be fixed with photo editing software. Tools like the healing brush in Photoshop are designed to blend scratches seamlessly into the surrounding area.